This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4 o'clock hour, getting you to your weekend. Jeff in for Mike. Rico right there talking about Michigan basketball. Michigan fans, you fired up about tonight. I guess it's Michigan State, too.
That is true, Jeff. But you know what? How about we do this? Let's touch the table. Let's talk a little football. David, hit it.
Yes, let's talk football here. And I gave you the AFC bold predictions, bold moves, rather. So let's get to some NFC bold moves here. And I'm going to tie this first NFC one with one of the AFC bold move. So the Giants' bold move is don't trade for quarterback Matthew Stafford, and that ties in with the Steelers' bold move of trading for Matthew Stafford.
Wait, say that again.
So the Giants' bold move is to do not trade for Matthew Stafford, but the bold move for the Pittsburgh Steelers is to trade for Matthew Stafford. A lot of Matthew Stafford this offseason.
You know what it is, and I guess because the Steelers are technically a playoff team, yes, it would be more beneficial for Stafford to go there, and maybe you could be the piece to get them out of the first weekend rather than the Giants are a total rebuild. Like, they got Malik Nabers and Kayvon Thibodeau and not much after that. So, yes, it's actually smart if you're the Giants. Just hit the reset button, draft a rookie, and take it from there. Save yourself some money because you're going to have to pay Stafford and you're going to have to give up something in order to get Stafford.
And that's exactly, before you get to it, Jeff, that's exactly what it says here. Are the Giants a veteran quarterback away from winning? It says no. So Stafford's best bet is to not get traded there.
Well, not to mention the Rams, if you read pieces from their media, they're looking for a first-round pick for Matthew Stafford. So if you're the Giants, why are you going to give up a first-round pick? To your point, you're not ready to win. If you're the Steelers, you might, because you think you're the quarterback away. But I heard you guys talking yesterday, and I talked about it a little on my show, too. Stafford to the Vikings makes so much sense. It really does. Like, that would be such a good football team. He truly could be the missing piece for Minnesota. The only reason it makes sense for Stafford to go to New York is that Kelly can do her podcast from New York City and gain a bigger following. That's
New York City would eat her alive.
Oh,
she'd be better off going to the Panini Brothers and getting a sandwich.
Oh, God. Could you imagine the New York City media with Kelly Stafford?
That's why Pittsburgh's perfect for them. Pittsburgh is beautiful. Come on over.
Could they do Sleep Number commercials in the Steel City?
They sure could.
Oh, good.
They sure could. So the next bold move is from the Washington Commanders, the team that beat the Lions. And it is trade for Cooper Kupp. They are looking for a number two wide receiver. Is trading for Cooper Kupp bold?
It is bold, especially because I don't think Cooper Kupp is going to cost you anything. Cooper Kupp may cost you seriously. And I'm not trying. He's getting up there in age. He might be a sixth or seventh round pick. That's it. So if I'm the Commanders, yeah, to go with Scary Terry, Cooper Kupp, you're building some pieces around him, and then you can still go out and draft another wide receiver. That's actually a very smart move if I'm the Commanders.
Yeah, a lot of these I feel are not bold. They're just common sense. Like, yes, of course you could trade for him. I'll tell you this, though. I think Cooper's washed up. I really do. Cooper's all upset. He didn't get enough touches from his boy Matthew in L.A. I would not trade for Cooper Kupp. I hear people saying the Lions should trade. I think he is.
No, Rieger.
I think he's not the same dude that he was 2 years ago.
He's not a number one, but if you get him and use him right, he could be like a DeAndre Hopkins. He could be like an Amari Cooper, where he can give you big catches on third down. He's not the person he used to be, but you don't need that. You just need somebody to help extend the play and get the first down.
Wildly ineffective last year. And I know we had Puka Nacua, who was the other receiver. I wouldn't touch him. I think he's washed up. That's me.
Well, you don't think that's bold. This may be. For the Chicago Bears, build a pass rush.
Oh.
Instead of an offensive line?
Yes, that is bold, because where the defense does win you games and keeps you close, you have an investment in Caleb Williams, and you need to be able to keep him upright. You can't have him injured, and you allow him time for plays to develop. I would invest in an offensive line. I would go out there, and I would go get a tackle. I may get bookend tackles, my first and second pick. I would try to get some of the best tackles to protect this young man, and then go into in free agency and pick up some guards, but I can't focus on the defensive line, especially you got Ben Johnson there, offensive genius. You got to go offense.
See, that is bold. Nicely done. That's definitely bold, because they got to get Montez Sweat going. They need somebody other than Austin Booker for that other defensive end. I think absolutely very bold for the Bears to focus on the D-line and try to kill some quarterbacks.
Next on the list, in the Lions division, Minnesota Vikings. Now, this may be bold. Sign quarterback Sam Darnold long-term and trade J.J. McCarthy. Well,
that's not bold. That's stupid.
Actually, that is bold, because that's actually smart.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you had to choose between the two, you go with the devil that you know. I know with Sam Darnold, this team can win double-digit games, 14 wins. I don't know what J.J. is going to bring. I know I'm in a win it right now window. If you bring in JJ, it's growing pains. Like, I don't know if he's going to be more Jaden Daniels or is he going to be more quarterback that takes a little bit longer to progress to get to that level. But you got all the toys right here. Right now, Darnold, and not long to – it depends. I would franchise Darnold, not go long term.
See, that's different from what they're saying. They're saying long term.
So that is bold because that means you're hitching your wagon to Sam Darnold.
You guys are crazy. That is bold. That is bold. And it's stupid, though. It's so stupid. You are currently in a win-now mentality. They've never won a Super Bowl. They got a team that's really capable of doing great things, and you're going to go back to war with Sam Darnold as your what was your co-host call him? The filthy ginger?
Soulless ginger.
Soulless, filthy ginger? You're going to go back to that dude who proved in the last two games, the biggest games of his career, that he stinks?
Rigor.
No way.
You won 14 games with him.
Okay, but it's not just Darnold or JJ. Go out and get a different quarterback. Go out and trade for a Matthew Stafford. I don't know how you sell that to your fan base. The people in the Twin Cities would riot.
They're too nice. They wouldn't riot.
No, okay, maybe you're right. They're like Canadians.
I don't think you're going to riot because... Yes, he lost the last two games. That doesn't throw away everything that he did. Because if that's the case, are you throwing out the last game of what happened here?
Rico.
He's just not a redhead, but didn't finish the season the way you thought.
I'm not saying Goff is perfect, but if it's Goff or Darnold, you take Goff in a heartbeat. My point is you can't trust Sam Darnold. There's no way I'm bringing him back. There's no way. And to your point about franchising him, maybe. But still, this is a big year for them. It's a win now mode.
It's a win now, and I don't know what JJ is going to be. That's the only thing is...
That's why I get a different quarterback.
We have no... No, but that wasn't the option.
It wasn't.
It was either...
Oh, it's this or that. I'm not allowed to go outside, color outside the lines.
It's a long-term deal for Sam Darnold
or
and
JJ.
Trade JJ.
No! Absurd!
Okay.
All right, then, which leads me to this one for the Arizona Cardinals. Raid the San Francisco defense. Here's what they mean by that. Defensive tackle Hargrave, free agent. Greenlaw, free agent. Traverius Ward, free agent. They're saying go out and get all of them and bring them to Arizona.
I mean, that's bold. It's in the division. It would help you out. But then again, are you really upgrading or are you getting somebody's leftovers? I mean, because if they're that good, you don't let them walk away. I mean, weather's nicer in Phoenix.
Greenlaw's coming off that injury. While he did return, he's not the same probably, right?
Don't say that, David, because when you get injured, you come back the same way you left. You know that.
Whatever do you mean?
There's no fall off. There's no drop off.
Is there somebody specific you're referring to?
No. No.
I think you're lying to me. I think it'd be pretty funny if Arizona just goes to San Francisco and John Lynch and say, like, hey, listen, how much for all three of them? Okay, we'll take a package deal. That would be very bold. Didn't work in San Francisco, but it could work in Arizona. Now, to be fair, obviously San Francisco was very injured. But I don't hate the fact to bolster their defense. Just all three seems a little ridiculous.
And then let's close it out with this one. I lied. One more AFC one.
The Lions.
Okay, I'll give you that one. The Lions, bold move. Trade for Myles Garrett.
Is that bold? That's not bold. That's what they should do.
It's what they should do, but it's bold because it's not what I think they're going to do.
Right. And to trade,
for Myles Garrett means you are giving up a lot. This isn't going to be one of those. We'll give you, the corpse of Corleone Young for LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. This is, you're going to come off with some first round selections. It's going to hurt Detroit, but it's going to pay off in the end. It is bold.
Wasn't Corleone Young the one that had narcolepsy?
No, that was
Walter Sharp.
Yeah, oh, Corleone Young was he was the guy they took straight from high school.
Right, yes.
And he probably should have stayed.
All right.
For his 13th year.
Yeah, I don't think it's bold. I think it's common sense. Do whatever it takes. Now, people might think it's bold because they don't believe that Brad's going to do it, right? But I tend to believe if you have a legitimate chance at Myles Garrett, that Brad understands how transcendent that dude can be.
But are you going to make the move?
I would. And I I think Brad would.
You
too.
Would. I don't think
Brad
think he,
would. Okay. I think he would.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it's bold.
I enjoyed this.
That is your NFC bold predictions. 97-1.